In the war for fair funding in one of Pennsylvania's poorest districts, one battle has ended. After almost 2 months of hearings and negotiation, a judge has accepted a plan crafted by the state and Chester Charters to get Chester Upland Schools out of the red. Though WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that that decision may not be final.
Most school districts run primarily on local tax dollars. Chester Upland can't, according to a ruling by Court of Common Pleas Judge Chad Kenny. He's ordered the state to cough up an additional $20 million for Chester schools. He's also allowing that district to cut tuition payments to charters. Spokesman Jeff Sheridan says Governor Tom Wolf's team is still reviewing the order, but
we are pleased that the court has ordered a significant reduction in the special education charter rate.
That reduction, knocking down payments from $40,000 per special education student to $27,000, is unprecedented. In it. Lawyer Brian Leinhauser says the four charters he represents are mulling over an appeal.
My clients do have concerns about the statewide implications of this decision, but they have not decided yet whether or not they have both the desire and or the resources to go forward on an appeal.
An appeal from either side is possible. At stake is whether the judge has the jurisdiction to cut charter payments, which are set by the legislature, and whether he can impel the state to send more dollars. Chester Public School teacher Daria Jackson says she thinks the decision will help over the long term. But without a state budget, her classroom is still strapped for cash.
It's just the little things, you know, not being able to buy basic needs for the classroom, field trips or anything right now. You really can't plan because we don't have any money.
State funding is now held hostage by a budget stalemate in Harrisburg. Without that funding, a spokeswoman says the district will run out of money at the end of November. I'm Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.